Parshas Vayishlach. Everyone, excuse my voice, but a little bit under the weather. Parshas Vayishlach is a diplomatic mission. Yaakov Avinu starts off with a very important diplomatic mission to stop Esau from destroying his family. And obviously, when it comes to times of a history like that, the kind of message that is given over has to be extremely calculated. Has to be very, very well worded, because one slip and one misunderstanding, you know, you're dealing here with Esau, with 400 men, right, can cause Yaakov to be destroyed totally. So you can imagine when Yaakov Avinu is giving a message over, a diplomatic message over to his Malachim to give over, whether it's Malachim or real Malachim, or whether they're messengers, there was extremely carefully worded statements. And if I look into what Yaakov Avinu said, it actually is quite puzzling, considering that he's putting so much weight and so much effort into making this message be understood by Esau. Does Esau really understand this? Will Esau really get it? Will Esau really appreciate him for what's going on? Let's see the message. So in Perek Lamed Pasuk Hei, Vayitzav Oisem Lemo. So Yaakov sends Malachim and he commands them to go to Esau, saying, Koy soimrun la adoini le Esau. So you should say to adoini le Esau. Koy oma avtecha Yaakov. So said avtecha Yaakov, your eved Yaakov. Im lavon garti ve echad oto. With lavon I have dwelt, and I have been here until now. Vayihili, and it was to me, shoyer ve chamoyer tzoyim ve eved. I've struck it rich. I've got shoyer, I have oxen, and donkey, and sheep, and eved. I want to tell you, to find favor in your eyes. That was the end of the mission. Okay? Now, what's Imlovan Garti? Says Rashi. Garti is Loshon of Ger. I never became a Choshuv person. Elo Ger. I was a Ger. I was a stranger. It's not Kedai to hate me. You're going to hate me because I should be the big wealthy guy. I wasn't there. Shalom is kind of, it never happened to me. Asks from Moshe Feinstein. Yaakov Avinu is talking about a nevuah that Yitzchak gave to him. The nevuah was, you should be wealthy, get the brachas. If he was kofer in a nevuah, if he denied that nevuah took place, Yitzchak was a Navi. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a nevuah that something good is going to happen, it has to happen. If you don't believe that's going to happen, you're an apikoros. You're an apikoros, right? If you say in Haftorah, Dvorcha MS, every word is MS and we believe in it, Yaakov Avinu said, no, it never happened. First of all, if it's not true, then how's it possible Kodesh Baruch Hu gave such a nevuah? So it must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu did make him wealthy. So Yaakov Avinu said, no, it never happened.
Maybe yet he left out a word.
It could be it hasn't happened yet. Could be. But then still the question is, don't be jealous of me, it'll happen in the future. It's still something to be jealous about. So how does it really take off the edge of his jealousy? I'm not wealthy yet. Give me a few years, I'll be a multimillionaire, you'll be nothing. So it still doesn't take off the edge. Okay? Secondly, he says Garti is Gematria Taryag. What did he say? Klaima, in love on Harosha Garta, live with love on Harosha. But Tarag Mitzvah Shemarati Kedah Tarag Mitzvah. Never learned from his bad ways. So Garti is the same letters as Taryag. Yaakov Avinu is saying to Esau, I'm telling you, I was an absolute tzaddik there. I was a tzaddik, I kept 630 mitzvahs, and I never learned from his bad ways. Esau must be delighted. Oh, Yaakov Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Yeah? What is that message to Esau? Esau cares if Yaakov keeps the mitzvahs at all. Who does he care? Yes, Esau kept nothing. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He kept all the mitzvahs. Oh, I'm so happy to hear it. And also, he carries on his message. I never learned from his bad ways. If Yaakov Avinu kept all the 613 mitzvahs, he kept every kala kachamura, he kept every mitzvah saseh, every mitzvah leisaseh, every chik, everything he kept. Then obviously I never learned from his bad ways, never influenced me. So what is the extra message? Tarim Nisa Shamarti, and that kept Vulayla Madati Maisavram, never heard from his bad ways. So I'd like to suggest that Yaakovina's message over here was an encoded message. As we see later on, Yaakov Avinu prepared, in the Pasuk test we find, that Yaakov Avinu prepared for three ways of being protected three ways of his of protecting himself. Rashi says and the pasuk tes hiskin atzmo l'shloisha dvarim. Yaakov Avinu prepared himself in three ways: the doiran for gifts, tefillah for prayer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, ula melchama, and if need comes to push comes to shove, he'll go and fight Esau. The doiran, Rashi brings different proofs. So I'd like to suggest that in Yaakov Avinu's message over here, within these two psukim, ultimately those three messages were given over. Esau, watch it, be careful. I'm just telling you, I prepared myself for war, I prepared myself in tefillah, and I prepared myself this gifts over here, try and get you around that way. Yaakov Avinu is explaining the three ways of protecting himself to Esau within his three psukim, within his two psukim. How is that explained? So there's a very interesting line of Torah, and he wants to suggest, and this is brought down many places, that it's Achicha Esav, Esav Achicha. Ultimately, people explain that there's two ways Esav wanted to attack Yaakov, either done through Esav, done through the evil Esav, by murdering and butchering Klal Yisrael, or by Achicha, to winning him over and assimilation. The Zayin of Torah brings down a pasuk, and he says that the Loshon is and Shakeyu ve'emtze es nishmosi mimenos, it's brought in the Medrash. I will kiss him and sack out his neshama with a kiss. That's brought down in the Medrash. I'll give Yaakov a kiss and I'll sack out his neshama with a kiss. What does that mean? That when Esav came along and kissed Yaakov, that was the beginning of the Melchama. It wasn't the end of the fight that Yaakov Avinu had won him over. And now when Esav saw him, he gave him a kiss, and that was a complete surrender on Esav's part. On the contrary, that kiss was the real fight. I'm going to embrace Yaakov. I'm going to give him a kiss. I'm going to show him that you're one of us. Emancipation. Fantastic. Be one of us. I'm telling you, it'll be wonderful. And that is how Esau wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, to suck the neshama out of him, to destroy his mitzvahs, to destroy who Yaakov was, to take from the Ish Tom Yosef Baholim, to make him into Ish Sode, to make him into a wild person. That is Esau's attempt. So Yaakov Avinu said to Esau, let me tell you Esau, you're wasting your time. Im Lavan Garti, I was with Lavan. Where is Lavan? Aram Narayim, middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere I was with Lavan. Garti, I remained a ger, I did not become one of them. And it was not fashionable to be a ger. On the contrary, you know, living out as a ger, living out as a stranger, you don't have the fun, you're not accepted into the clubs, right? And let me tell you, it wasn't because I was a nebuch. It was not because I wasn't respected, and that's why they never wanted to embrace me. Vayhili, shoy, v'chamoy, v'eved, v'shivcha. I had everything, I had all the wealth. And I never wanted to be one of them. Because I know who I am, I know where I'm going. And Esav, don't try and think you can confuse me over here. Kal v'chomer now, I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm back to Yitzchak's house. You have no chance. So my war with you is the war against assimilation. You're trying to assimilate me. You're trying to destroy me. Spiritually, I am ready to fight you. I'm ready to fight you. Like I lived by Lavan, Garti, I lived and I kept Tariq mitzvahs. Esav, you're not going to be able to affect me, Kihuzeh, to the smallest, minutest Avera, you're not going to push me off the Derech. And that was Yaakov Avinu's message. Melchama. Fight. War. This is a war against assimilation. I won it by Lavan, and I'll win it against you. This understanding of war, of lack of willing to be compromised in anything bad, Moshe Feinstein says, Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, Esav, you want to make peace? On my terms, Tariq Mitzvah Shemarati. If it's not going to compromise with my standards in ethics, I'm willing to be friendly with you. But as soon as it in any way takes away from who I am and to what I am planning to be, then I have no place to be your friend. I'm willing to fight with you. I'm willing to go to war with you over the basic beliefs and what I have. Moshe says that. Moshe Feinstein says that. Moshe Feinstein, he came to America. I tell you, there's a beautiful story I saw from Madrega Sa'odom. Madrega Sa'odom is an altar from the Varduk. Yeah? The Varduk is the thought process of total non compromise in any possible level. And Alto Nevada brings the following story. There's a new Rav in Hamburg, and the first day he's sitting being accepted as a new Rav, a woman comes to him crying and says, Rebbe, there's a gvir, there's a wealthy man in town who throw me out of my home. And it's my Oma. I owe him a certain kind of amount of money. By the end of the day, he owes me more. I want to call him to a din Torah. I want to call them to a din Torah. So Rav Hamburg says, you're entitled to call them to a din Torah. So he sent his messenger to go to this guy's mansion on top of the hill and tell him, and give him a message that I'd like to call him to a din Torah. So this messenger says, Rebbe, this guy is the wealthiest guy in town. He's got the most beautiful home. He's got all the watchdogs. He's got all the security cameras. You know, I can't just knock on his door. He says, excuse me, you're employed by me. Go knock on his door. Get there and say to him, you have a message from the Rebbe. The Rav wants you to come down right now. Fine, he goes up there. Can hardly get the words out of his mouth. Says to the Gevir, the Rebbe called you. The Rav called you. We'd like to come to din Torah. So this Gevir says, tell the rabbi, I respect him very much, by my own time I'll come. I'm busy now. So this messenger shoots out of the house, relieved, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's off the hook now, he goes back to the Rav, and he tells the Rav, the Gevir says he'll come in his own time. The Rav says, no, let me ask the woman if she's willing to accept that. So he asks the Almona, are you willing to accept the fact that he's going to do it in his own time? She says, no, I need the money now, I need to have the din Torah now. Fine, no problem. Go back to this man and tell him, they like to come, not in your own time, in my time I'd like you to come. So Nebuchadnezzar, this Shriach is all the way back up the hill, through the gates of this mansion, knocks on the door again, rich man answers the door, even more angry. Now what are you disturbing me for? The Rav says that he wants you to come right now. He said, I told you I'll come, but not no, right now. And Nebuchadnezzar, this guy, his knees are shaking, he's trembling. The Rav, so he says, oh, well, I'm not coming now. Told the Rav, greatest of respect, honestly, I'm busy now, I'll come when I want. Shriach goes back, the Rav says to him, tell him one last message, that if he doesn't come right now, I'm going to put him into Cheirim. Now the tool they call putting him into Cheirim, he doesn't come right now, it's the third time I called him a Hasmona to Beis Din, this guy's in Cheirim. He said, how can I say to him, he'll I don't know, go and tell him that he's going to put him into Cheirim. Off he goes, trots all the way up there, opens the door, Cheirim, okay, I'm going to come. He comes all the way down the hill and he embraces the Rav and says, Rebbe, Mazel Tov, welcome to becoming the Rav of our town. He says, what are you talking about? He said, the whole thing was a setup. This woman was sent, to pretending that she needed the money in order to call the wealthiest, most powerful man in town to a din Torah. And he weren't afraid to do that. And he wouldn't be into Cheirim. That is a rabbi we're looking for. A rabbi without compromises. A rabbi is not going to be afraid of public opinion. Yeah, he's not going to call elections when things aren't going well. Yeah, this is somebody who is exactly the man we're looking for. Mazel Tov. Not compromising in standards, standing your ground, is what Yaakov Avinu represented. Is it Ish Emes? Yeah? Love, Tarim Nisr Shemati. What does it mean though, Loyle Madatov and Maisav Horoim? So this is a very, very sharp, vote. And there's a certain story, I don't know whether it's true or not. But I would suggest it probably is true. There was a certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim, who during one summer's month, things were getting a little bit long, so they decided to wanted some pizza from some pizza parlor in New York, in Manhattan. There's some amazing pizza place there. I don't know what it's called. What's the best pizza place in Broadway? Broadway Pizza? I don't know. Whatever.
J2.
Wow. Yeah? From a pizza. Manhattan. Yeah. So they're here in Israel. Oh. Yeah, exactly. They're here in Israel and they needed pizza from J2. Right?
J2 makes pizzas and send them. They make frozen pizzas and send them.
Yeah, but it takes time.
Oh yeah.
And they don't want frozen pizza, right? So they decided they want this pizza. So what they're going to do is they're going to make a hagrala. They're going to make a raffle. And they're going to send, whoever wins the raffle is going to go over to America by plane, buy 20 pizza pies in a store, come straight back and bring the pizza pies back to them to Israel. And within 2 days they have the pizza pies, they can warm it up again. That is what they want. And Kach Lehava, they all pooled their resources. They sent one guy, he went on a taxi, went on a plane, went on a taxi, got the pizzas, back in a taxi, back in a plane, back in a taxi, walked back to Yeshiva. Ah, what a simcha. Ah, right? Rabbi Yisai, was that pizza kosher? Absolutely. Chol of Yisrael, no problem with Yoshua. It's Yoshon, you name it. But that pizza is Chazat Reif. That pizza is Chazat Reif. He said, Zadel Epstein said, the Rosh Kiach said like this. He said, you can have a Jew who keeps every single mitzvah, but is a glatt kosher goy. The way your mind is, that these guys can spend money on sending a guy to America to buy pizza because their taiva wants exactly this taste of cheese with that kind of seasoning, it's treif. You know, you get these glatt kosher cruises. I'm not against them. Chalila, if a person needs them and it's a holiday, gesundheit, with pleasure. But the amount of effort of trying to get exactly the same, what they're going to do to make this a Jewish concept and make that, you know, there's bar mitzvahs where so much more effort is based on a bar than a mitzvah. Right? And it's that is the mind of the Jew. It's a glatt kosher, you know, one of my family deals in catering and they have glatt kosher Christmas parties. Right? Al pi halacha might be wrong as well. Right? But to get a glatt kosher turkey with glatt kosher pudding, yeah, with glatt kosher crackers, right? I don't know what it says inside these crackers. Whatever it is, you know, a little psukim inside, who knows? And to take that is a glatt kosher goy. Yaakovina said, not only did I keep Tariag mitzvahs, I never learnt from his bad ways either. I never started thinking like a goy. I never started thinking differently what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted me to think. It's two separate things. There's Tariag mitzvahs, it's two separate things. That is Reb Zadel Epstein. Yeah? Ben Seira Meira, the Sephardim says, is an apokeirus. I is eating kosher wine, drinking kosher wine, eating kosher meat. An apokeirus is somebody who's a novel b'shus ha-toira, uses toira and makes himself a glatt kosher goy. That's what Yaakovina is telling Esau. So this is a milchama. The milchama over here is Yaakov saying, I'm not willing to compromise at all of my standards. Not on my keeping of the mitzvahs, not of the way I think as a Jew. There's nothing to talk about. Esau, leave us. You're not going to gain by this. You're not going to win me over by the intermarriage or the interfaith or the assimilation that you're planning on with me. Gifts, doiren. Okay? The biggest gift you can give to a bully is surrendering to the other guy's ego. Surrender. When you win a boxing match, you don't have to give the other opponent anything but just lying on the floor. Yeah, and the guy counts to 10. You've won. You haven't done anything. You're totally passive. Yeah? The pacifism is a prize to the bully. Right? The Doron over here, the biggest prize Yaakovina could give to Esau was his surrender, his pacifism. Saying, Esau, you are great, I'm not that great. His Anova was a chelik of his gift. Of course he gave plenty of animals, but the Anova, the wish to subjugate yourself to somebody else, to say that you're stronger and I am weaker, that is what Esau had a passion for, lusted. He wanted to hear from Yaakov his Anova. So this is evident over here where Yaakov Avinu is showing his anova to Esau and in various different ways. Yaakov Avinu says to Esau, "Vayhili shoyva chamoyt soyim ve'evet." Yeah. So what's Yaakov Avinu telling Esau all the wonderful brachas he has? Esau Avinu has to be more jealous. What's the day behind this? So Rashi says, there's a major difference between Esau's understanding bracha and Yaakov's. Yaakovina says, yesh li koil, I have everything. Esau says, yesh li roiv, I have a lot. Difference. Yaakovina said, I'm just telling you, vayhi li shoiva chamoir, I have shoiva chamoir, I have everything I need. Meaning that the bracha that chas v'shalom to say, says Ramesha, it's Ramesha speaking over here, chas v'shalom to say that Yaakov Avinu is saying the bracha was not b'kuyim, that never got the blessings. Of course I got blessings. But the blessings that I have are because I understand what blessings are. These blessings are, to me, blessings. I see what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me as a total package of wonderful brachas that I appreciate. You jealous of me? What are you jealous of? That you wanted the same brachas? You wouldn't even see them as brachas. You just want more and more and more. It's like a drug addict. Yeah? A drug addict, the more you give him drugs, the more he needs drugs just to keep himself feeling good. Right? So Yaakovina is saying to Esau, with me, it's Yeshli Koil. The bracha that Yitzchak gave me was a real bracha. I feel I have everything. Because my mind is focused towards ruchnias. Gashmias to me is not my mindset. It's not what I'm looking for in my life. But to you, the brachas will be klolos. Why? Because yeshli money, the more you have, rotz mazayim, you want more. And therefore, the more you get, the more you're going to desire. It's not a bracha for you. Don't be jealous of me. I'm a nebuch. I'm quite happy with the little bits I have. You are such a gluttonous individual that the brachas are not even something that's going to even help you, b'chlai. It's just going to make you more of an addict. That is what Yaakov is saying to Esau. But there's one beautiful vort I heard from Leib Gurwitz. And this is a vort which I heard from various different people, but Reb Leib was the one who said, Reb Avram Gurwitz's son, I heard it from him saying, on various occasions. These are beautiful. He says, part of the hachno, part of the subjugation of Yaakov and Anova, which was a doyer and a gift over here, was the fact that Yaakovino is saying to Esav, Esav, listen, I'm not that great. Even within my avodas Hashem, even within what I'm doing, I wasn't so successful. I didn't do so great. You worked, and you're busy in your gashmis. I was busy in my ruchnis. And at the end of the day, I didn't do that well. Why? So he says, that's Peshat. Lavan Garti. I kept, listen to this beautiful bot. As Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. Vetarig mitzvah shamati. I kept the tarig mitzvahs. What does that mean? He said, I never learnt from his bad ways. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, Ma'oyavai from my enemies sechakmeni. They made me wise. Mitzvah sechel hili. The mitzvahs are mine. What's ma'oyavai sechakmeni? How do you hate your enemies? You hate your enemies. You hate people who you learn from people who are Torah's enemies. In other words, Yaakovino is saying to Esav, I kept the Tariq mitzvahs. But you know what? I did not do it b'shlemus. I never learned from Lavan to do good as much as he loved doing bad. Lelemaktiv Maisav Haroi means I never learned to do good things with the same passion that Lavan enjoyed bad things. Halavai managed to do with the mysterious nefesh and the passion to wake up early in the morning. You had to do my good the way Lavan does his bad. That's Peshat Lelemaktiv Maisav Haroi. I'm not so great. That's a Doiran part of it. I never learned to do it. The Chdusha Rim says, that's Peshat later on in the Torah, Bilam, he wakes up early in the morning and he saddles his own donkey. Right? So, the Rashi brings down for the Medrash, the Rashi says over there, Rasha, Kodesh Baruch says, Rasha, you're Rasha. Kvar Kedamcha Avram. Avram Vinivedi did it before you. What's the discussion over here? Bilam is saying, you know what? I may die. Who knows what's going to happen to me? I probably will a Misa Mashunah, like he did. Right? But something Klaus will be able to learn from me. I'll get a schus. There'll be something that Ola can learn from me, how to do Averis with a passion. And if they can learn how I do Averis with a passion, they can learn how to do mitzvahs with a passion. And that'll have a schus. They'll learn from me, from my bad, with my enthusiasm for my bad, how they do enthusiasm for their good. Says Rashi, Avram Vini already did his mitzvahs with that good, with that enthusiasm. You're too late. I've already did it. Left you too late. But the idea behind this is that you've got to look around, and instead of being totally disgusted by chet, which obviously one has to be, there's a certain amount that one can learn from the amount of effort and passion that people are willing to do such crazy stuff. Am I willing to do that crazy stuff, as it were, for Rabbeinu Shlomo, for good things? People are willing to stay up so much, and people are willing to fly all over the world for an extra business deal. I should be able to do this for step a little bit later, be able to learn another Daf Gemara, and with that same enthusiasm. That's what he's saying to Esav. He's saying, "Love and garity, tag mitzvah shmaya, kev tarim mitzvahs." But unfortunately, with the krechts, oy v'leila madati v'maisav haroy, I never learnt from his bad maisav. I never learnt to do mitzvahs with the same passion he did averus. That's peshat over here. That's doyer. And finally, we have tefillah. The third prong attack is tefillah over here. And I hear the Ksav Sofer says, if we dike in the Pasuk, there's a few very interesting diyukim. First of all, the Pasuk says, V'yitzav ois alneim, v'koi soimrul, la'adoini le'esov. So you should say, la'adoini le'esov. Why doesn't it say, la'adoini esov? What's la'adoini le'esov? To my master, to esov. Say, la'adoini esov. Correct? And then he says, that's third person, to tell the master, limsochein be'einecho is second, second person, directly. Yeah, the hagid la'adoini, speak to my master, limsochein be'einecho, in your eyes. So why is it changed from third person to second person? Oh, so the pshat is like this. Chas v'shalom, the Yaakov Avinu is completely subjugating himself and completely surrendering to a Rosha like Esau. Yaakov Avinu has a bracha, hey, gevila achechel. You should be a gevir, you should be the wealthy one, you should be the powerful one over your brothers. And he has to fulfill that nevuah. So when he speaks to Esau, Yaakov Avinu is using a diplomatic term where within his words it can be understood implied. One way, implied, but chas v'sholem he means he's speaking to Esau. La adoini over here is referring to Rabbeinu Shleilam. There's adoini and there's Esau. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I'm subjugating myself to, and Esau HaRasha. Ve'eshecho lahagid la'adoini. I am sending these gifts because of adoini. What's adoini over here? Referring to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, says the Ksav Sofer. What it's doing over here is saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, look what I'm doing. Look at the mysterious nefesh I'm doing. Look what I have to do in order to appease HaRasha. Look at how much I'm suffering over here. Look how terrible life is over here. Yeah, I'm doing all this to appease the Rosh Hashanah, some stay alive. But say to Esau, is order to make you happy. I'm not. I'm doing it for the serious nefesh. What's the idea behind this? The Ponovitch Rav, the story of the Ponovitch Rav, we'll end here. The Ponovitch Rav was once in the hospital towards the end of his life. And very, very close towards the end of his life, he was extremely weak. And he asked his Talmidim to help him get out of bed and walk him or wheel him to the machleka, to the department down on the lower floor. So why? What's important? Why? What's the matter? He said, there's somebody over there I need to speak to. He said, why can't he come to speak to you? He said, I'll explain to you. This man has very, very serious problems with his marriage. And this person does not treat his wife in the correct way. He doesn't speak to his wife in the correct way, and he's somebody that something has spoken to him a lot of times in the past. It's just not going through. And I feel I've got to do something more. So to call him over here and to give him the same speech over again, it's not going to help. It's the same thing I already spoke to him about, the chashivas of being mechaber the wife. It's not going to help. But by me being moisen nefesh, me having mesirus nefesh to go down and to speak to him, that mesirus nefesh is by the Rabbeinu Shleilam something that is incredibly important. Rabbeinu Shleilam sees how I really want thing to work. He will help me and the Ezra Shem give me the extra added satishmai that I need by going down to this floor. In other words, he learned from there that sometimes a particular way of speaking or way of acting is not necessarily going to bring the success. The mysterious nefesh that is involved behind doing such a thing is what's going to, Be'ez Hashem, make all the difference over here. Yaakov Avinu is saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I'm doing so much in order to not cause conflict, to not cause fight, to do something with Esau, to give him Doiran. But Sladoni, Rabbeinu Shleilam, look what mysterious nefesh I'm doing. Look how much I'm subjugating myself for the sake of attempting to make sure that I don't kill Esau. That was the whole point. Yaakov could have easily killed Esau. Yeah? Not to kill Esau, not to cause any bloodshed, not to upset my parents. And that is the koyach that we have of these three koyachas. It's the melchama, to understanding that we're willing to stand up against any form of compromise. Whether it's in Tariq mitzvahs, or whether it's another matter of Maisa Varoi. We don't learn from people's bad hashkofas. We don't make glad kosher Christmas parties. That's not what we do. There's a concept over here of subjugation, of anova, of Yaakov Avinu saying that, you know, I never learnt from Lavan to do the mitzvah with the same passion that Lavan does his Averis. And it's hachno, it was subjugation. And also the idea of Esau, don't be jealous of me, I got bracha. The more bracha you get, the more bracha you need. And the more bracha you need, the more bracha you'll get after that, more you'll need. You're not going to gain anything by trying to run after bracha if your head is totally focused on gashmis. Because gashmis is like a drug. And finally, it's like concept of tefillah over here. That the whole discussion over here actually is between Rabbeinu Shleilam and Yaakov Avinu where he's davening. That's what he says over here. That Lovan Garti Vahili Shoiva Chamoir means, Rabbeinu Shleilam, you've given me so much. You've given me wealth. You've given me health. You've given me happiness. You've given me children. You gave me all that. I should lose it now to Esau. Give me that Siyata Dishmaya. And that's what the Pasuk says at the end. Ve'eshachol ha'agid la'adoini. I'm sending it la'agid la'adoini to Rabbeinu Shleilam first. Then limsachem beinecho to the eyes of Esau, which means that within diplomacy, one doesn't have to crawl on all fours and remain there. It could be our tefillah to Rabbeinu Shleilam and give over the message as if we are subjugating ourselves. A chalila for somebody to feel that they're lost and have to completely give up the whole gevilah chechel to a goy like a rosha like Esau. This is our fight. This is our Siyata Dishmaya. And like Yaakov won over all this time, as Hashem, we should come to say you that we can actually join with Esav and not be affected by them. The Netzach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.